خلق إلى العلا لنأتي دوما أولا لنطلب العلوم نغتدي بها مشاعلا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the first podcast from Shine with myself, your host, Maulana Muhammad Daud. And for those of you who are not aware of the activities taking place at Shine, I'll start by giving a quick introduction. So Shine offers education online anytime for those individuals who are really, really busy and cannot make it to a normal class. We have started by teaching Arabic with the use of cutting-edge technology, years of experience, and plenty of student feedback to produce an engaging module which can be tackled by even those with the busiest of schedules. So they're very short lessons, but the distinctive teaching styles, alhamdulillah, lead to extensive coverage of the Arabic language. Now, inshallah, this Ramadan, we have a few podcasts coming your way where we have invited various ulama working in different areas. So it is with great pleasure today that I introduce you to Maulana Hudhaifa Saleh, who is a graduate from Jamia Ulumul Quran in Leicester. He has also set up Dawah Solutions, and the services range from web development, graphic design, logo design, and printing. But more famously, you will know him from Ramadan Reminders. So Maulana, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallahu khairan for having me. It's an honor to be here at the studio at Shine Online, alhamdulillah. MashaAllah, a brilliant initiative which will allow the listeners to understand more about ilm, the etiquettes regarding ilm, the virtues of ilm, and hear some first-hand experiences from those involved with studying, teaching, and so on and so forth. And obviously, from the experiences of Maulana Muhammad will also benefit greatly, inshallah.
Maulana, jazakallah for coming. I appreciate your presence here. And there's many reasons why we wanted to have a podcast. One of the reasons is to benefit our current students, because and it serves as a reminder for all of us. So one was the benefit of our current students. And secondly, we want to make the initiative of Shine more known to others also. And so that it be a source of encouragement for them also, inshallah, to partake in studying and to learn about our beautiful religion and to engage oneself with the Quran and the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this was the idea behind the podcast and bringing on various ulama from different backgrounds to tell us and to give us some guidance from their experiences. So we've, alhamdulillah, had many discussions regarding studying and ilm and what we do at Shine. And we've made a little list of what we want to also talk about over these podcasts. Yeah. So what shall we start with today?
Well, I think to begin with, it'd be important to discuss as a foundation the virtues of knowledge and the virtues of a student, so that it can serve as an encouragement for them to a greater extent, perhaps.
Definitely. I think one of the things which really stands out for me is the hadith in which is found in Mishkat. We say reference to Tirmidhi, Abu Dawud, and other kitabs also, on the authority of Kathir bin Qais radiallahu anhu. And he says that, I was seated in a masjid in Damascus with Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, a famous companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a person came to him and he said, O Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, inni ji'tuka min madinati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have come to you from the city of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have come to you from Madinah Munawwara. Li hadithin, I have come for one hadith. Balaghani annaka tuhadithu an Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. News has reached me that you narrate this hadith directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma jitu li hajatin, I have not come for any other reason. Now, the answer which he is going to receive from Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, this is where the fazila of ilm is mentioned. And there's many other virtues of knowledge and virtues of the seekers of knowledge, which you will find in the hadith. But the reason why this hadith stands out to me is when we were being taught this hadith, I immediately went back, alhamdulillah, and I learned this hadith off by heart, because the virtues in it are really beautiful, you know, and some of the virtues, when they're explained, they make a lot of sense. So Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu said to him, فَإِنِّي سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولُ, I have heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, مَنْ سَلَكَ طَرِيقًا يَطْلُوبُ فِيهِ إِلْمًا سَلَكَ اللَّهُ بِهِ طَرِيقًا مِنْ تُرُكِ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever treads a path from the paths of knowledge, Allah will make him tread a path from the paths of Jannah.
SubhanAllah.
Now that's an amazing virtue, that you know, there are many paths to Jannah. And inshallah, this student of knowledge, you know, someone will focus on one path. So someone will focus on studying more. So he can write more books. Another will probably go into teaching. Another will probably start doing transactions, but he's doing them in the halal way. So he's studied it, but now he's acting on deen. So Allah has left so many doors open for us. Another will be maybe dealing with people's marriages and helping them, you know, have lead their successful lives and have good family lives. So Allah has left the doors open for everybody. So this is one fadila for a talibul ilm, that inshallah he is on a path to the path, he's on a path to Jannah. And further to that, the Rasulullah has also mentioned that the angels spread their wings in gratitude for students of knowledge. You know, so these are amazing virtues as well. With regards to that particular point, how do the angels spread their wings of mercy? One interpretation is that they actually go and spread their wings out. And just recently I saw a stage which was being prepared for a wedding. And they had like the carpet row there. And on top of the carpet they had rose petals there. Okay. So if this is an izzah which we can give somebody in the dunya, and we'll put down rose petals for them to walk on. Imagine what Allah has given us. As students of knowledge, what has Allah given? He puts his angels to spread the wings out in front of them. So which is greater? And then Rasulullah SAW carries on, وَإِنَّ الْعَالِمُ يَسْتَغْفِرُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَالْهِتَانِ فِي جَوْفِ الْمَاءِ. And the alim, what's his fadila? What happens for him? Everything in the heavens and the earth, including the fish in the deep waters, they make dua of istighfar for him. You know? So this is, these are massive fada'il, these are massive motivators for us to get involved with knowledge. Now the ilm being mentioned here is the Islamic ulum, the Islamic sciences. So Quran, Hadith, Tafsir, Fiqh, and these kind of things, which will help someone practice Islam and then inshallah take them to Jannah. As you will see in the works of many ulama, when they discuss even a hadith regarding fada'il and virtue, they even understand ahkam and rulings from there as well. So they take out a lot more than what a normal person like me or you will be able to derive from it. Now in this hadith, Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullahi references Allama Tibi in his Sharah Mirqat. And he says that the path and the knowledge being sought has been left general, and hence it encompasses all forms of seeking knowledge. So whether somebody has to travel out to seek knowledge, or whether they have it locally available, and whether they are studying a little bit or whether they are studying excessively, this person is still a talibul ilm. And that's a really important point for us to see.
SubhanAllah, that's actually very interesting and useful. Essentially what we see from this is that anyone can be a student of knowledge. So there's no specific duration that one needs to spend with his studies in order to be defined or fall under the category of being a student. So alhamdulillah, you know, that gives a relief to so many individuals, because it opens up the doors of opportunity for those individuals that may have felt previously that they aren't able to become students because they have other commitments.
Yes, exactly.
So, exactly.
Alhamdulillah. So if someone can put in a small amount of time and, you know, and they start studying with a correct intention, then inshallah, they will be classed as tullab of ilm.
So, I mean, you've just mentioned intention, Muhammad. Is it necessary then to have an intention to be deemed as a student of knowledge?
It is, yes. Intention is something which is a necessity. Inshallah, this is also something which is on our list of topics to discuss. And inshallah, we'll have a more detailed discussion surrounding intention. But the short answer is that as with any form of ibadah, you need to have an intention. And seeking ilm is a form of ibadah. So therefore, if you want to acquire reward, you will have to have the correct intention. The correct intention here when studying is that you are seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the knowledge that you are learning. So you are seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you want to study this knowledge, you want to act on this knowledge, and you want to spread this knowledge as well. Yeah. And that's ultimately with everything. The niyyah is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So essentially, just to conclude it briefly, is anyone can be a student, no matter how long a person dedicates himself to study, they can still be deemed as a student as long as they have the correct intention. And that intention should be to seek through those studies the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His qurb and His closeness.
Yes.
So alhamdulillah, I guess that concludes our topic for today.
Alhamdulillah. And inshallah, we'll be back with some more podcasts surrounding ilm, its rank, its etiquette, and its virtues. So until the next podcast, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.